that your Holy Spirit would breathe on us today, that he would give us all that we need. In Jesus' name, amen. Chris and the band. I'm so sorry I'm late. I had to say grace for a lunch for local business people, and they just wouldn't go through to lunch from the reception. I was getting fairly desperate. I've done a little running in my time, not much recently, but I revisited the ability to run. May I read just a few verses? Now, an angel of, from Acts chapter 8, actually, but of course that's marvelous, 56 to 35. I'll just read the first four. Now, an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, which means queen of the Ethiopians. The man had gone to Jerusalem to worship. And on his way home, was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah, the prophet. Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. Philip ran to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah, the prophet. Do you understand what you're reading? Philip asked. How can I, unless someone explains it to me? And then verse 35, then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. Philip had started to get used to God calling him out of his comfort zone and pushing him into a situation which he wouldn't instinctively have got himself into. And certainly that day, this was indeed the case. He had been a great success, as we heard last week, in Samaria. And it would have been easy to stay there and just build on everything that was happening. For the Lord Jesus Christ, as we heard in verse 26, had other ideas. Can you imagine in the middle of a great city, in the middle of a revival, and Jesus says, go to the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. No other guidance. Philip went there. And of course, as soon as he arrived, he realized this was the road along which half the world of that day traveled. Whichever commodity you were trading in, whatever area of finance you're involved with, you'd have gone up and down this road regularly. It went from Jerusalem to Egypt to Africa. Access to any of the world's most lucrative markets meant making this journey. In spite of that, though, when Philip got there, nothing happened until he came across this high-powered Ethiopian, and the Spirit guided him to walk along by his chariot. And then he realized that God was indeed in charge as he heard this man reading from the prophecy of Isaiah. And the conversation that followed led to the man coming to faith in Jesus Christ, being baptized, and continuing on his journey rejoicing. And about 100 years later, a Christian writer called Irenaeus recorded how when he got home, this man's witness to Jesus led many in Ethiopia becoming Christians. His joy at meeting Jesus hadn't disappeared, and it had been contagious. Given this, we, like Philip, think, oh, yes, I'd like to have an impact on someone who'd do that. But Philip was a surprising person for God to use. Why did Philip go along with what God was saying? And the clue is in verse 26. An angel of the Lord said to Philip. It's Luke's coded phrase, which means, when this happened, Philip was aware of a very specific and special sense of God's presence and the Spirit's activity in his life. He knew he couldn't disobey in spite of the madness that it seemed to leave Samaria and go onto this desert road. but because God had made it easy for him by giving him that very specific touch, Philip did this and extraordinary things resulted. When Jesus ascended into heaven and said, go into all the world, to the 12 disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, Judea, and then Samaria and the ends of the earth. The 11 apostles did Jerusalem and Judea. It was Philip, the man who was only on the coffee rota in the church in Jerusalem, who spoke the gospel in Judea and to the ends of the earth. God uses the most unlikely people. And that Ethiopian, the first Gentile to become a Christian, was a man from Africa in the financial services world of his time. When you think of what God has done in 2,000 years in that continent, and how people from that continent are now coming back to Europe to bless and revive churches, you want to say, Lord, I want that special sense of your spirit so I can make an impact on one other person who will have an impact that I could hardly have imagined. We need to ask him today for that touch of his spirit.